WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Reunited. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Homeland Security Department announces today the first reunifications coming of families separated at the southern border.
Four families will be reunited this week in the United States, the first to be brought together through the Family Reunification Task Force. Two of the families include mothers who were separated from their children more than 3 years ago. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says their parents are being allowed into the country to meet their children on a humanitarian parole. More than 5,000 children were separated from their caregivers during the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy, which ended in 2018. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
At least four people believed to be trying to sneak into the country are killed when a boat goes down off Southern California.
San Diego officials say the 40-foot cabin cruiser broke apart during a suspected human smuggling operation. Lifeguards, as well as the U.S. Coast Guard and other agencies, responded around 10 o'clock Sunday morning after reports of an overturned vessel. Seven people were pulled from the water, including at least three of those who drowned. Another was rescued from a cliff. More than two dozen were hospitalized with a variety of injuries, including hypothermia. The San Diego Union-Tribune reports that it happened on a weekend in which the Border Patrol and partner agencies had ramped up efforts to thwart smuggling off the San Diego coast.
Fox's Hanya J. Powers. A special congressional election in Texas heads to a runoff between two Republicans, Jake Elzey and Susan Wright. She's looking to replace her husband in that seat. He died of COVID-19 in February. She tells Fox.
Ron was very active with the constituents, and he was spent a lot of time here in the district with them, listening to them, and then taking their concerns to Washington and acting on that. And so I just want to continue to do that.
Democrat Jana Lynn Sanchez finished third just behind Elzey in a field of 23 candidates. Verizon is selling off its media group, including the former internet giants AOL and Yahoo, for $5 billion to the private equity firm Apollo Global Management. America's listening to Fox News.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere. Plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Attention Social Security and SSI recipients. If you did not receive an economic impact payment for your eligible spouse or dependents, you may need to file a 2020 tax return with the IRS and claim the recovery rebate credit. Go to ssa.gov/EIP to see if you need to file a tax return and if eligible for other refundable tax credits, like the child tax credit. That's ssa.gov/EIP. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
There's a private funeral today for Andrew Brown Jr., shot and killed 12 days ago during an arrest attempt by police in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. There was a rally there yesterday.
There's only one narrative here, and that's to release the tape. Not just 20 seconds of the tape, but the whole tape.
The real tape.
Not a fabricated tape.
Sidney Meeks with the Rocky Mount Black Action Committee. A judge last week ordered body camera video of the shooting to be kept from the public for at least 30 days to protect the investigation and the people involved. The district attorney says the video shows Brown making contact with officers with his car before he was shot. The Supreme Court hears one more case tomorrow.
Justices will consider the sentences of defendants convicted for low-level crack cocaine offenses in light of the First Step Act approved by Congress in 2018, which lowered mandatory sentences for nonviolent drug crimes. Tomorrow's case is the final oral argument scheduled for this term. Justices have been hearing arguments by phone conference. The court building has remained closed for attorneys and the public. Justices will still hand down orders and opinions, likely through most of June. The end of the term is often when justices also announce retirements from the bench. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Replacing the floor where gladiators once fought.
The ancient Colosseum in Rome has been missing a floor for more than 200 years. But Italy says that's about to change. It announced plans to build a new high-tech platform, allowing visitors to step into the center of the arena once more and stand where gladiators stood as they fought to the death in centuries gone by. The $22 million project is due to be completed in 2 years.
Fox's Simon Owen. Kyle Busch celebrates his 36th birthday, winning yesterday's NASCAR Cup Series race at Kansas Speedway. He's the 10th different winner through the first 11 races of the season. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
ESPN 93.5, three-day weather from the National Weather Service.
And it's brought to you by Carl. Men, did you know you're more likely than women to get skin cancer over a lifetime? Men tend to spend more time outside. Remember to protect your skin. Talk with your provider about what you can do for more information or go to carl.org. 77 are high with occasional light rain this morning, then some clouds, then another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low 57 into the evening tonight. 59 the high tomorrow, down to 43 with rainy conditions, up to 64, partly cloudy midweek. Right now we're at 60 on ESPN 93.5.
Honored to have in our studio Detective Sergeant Tim McNaught for Urbana Police. He's been in the Investigations Division 22 years. Tim, why do you want to be on this thing? Continue on. Tell me how it all started. Why do you want to be in the police?
Ironically, I grew up not wanting to go into law enforcement. I'm not somebody who grew up always wanting to be in law enforcement. I didn't even think about law enforcement until I was in my late 20s. Growing up, I was kind of a gearhead, so I actually got a lot of speeding tickets. I didn't like the police because I was always getting speeding tickets in trouble with my car. So it started at Illinois Army National Guard. So after about 10 years of that, there was a point in time in my military career where when I was a section leader in a platoon, and my platoon leader was a state trooper, my platoon sergeant was a Decatur officer, and one of the other section leader was a Champaign officer, well-known Officer Atterbury in Champaign. And hearing them talk about police all the time piqued my interest in it. And honestly, as Officer Atterbury, he talked about how much he loved what he did. I'd been at Kraft Foods for about 9 years, and I did not have that same feeling about my job. So I've been thinking about it and talking about going to law enforcement as a career. And there was an advertisement in the Urbana, or in the newspaper, about Urbana testing. And so I honestly, my wife pretty much told me, stop talking about it and go test.
You passed.
2 decades plus later, I'm still here.
Some of these section leaders in the military are the ones that kind of led you on this path because they bragged about being in a law enforcement official.
Telling stories and talking about how much they enjoyed their job. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about my job at Kraft. I'm like, this is a good job, but it wasn't really rewarding. I didn't really enjoy it a whole lot. So it made me think, maybe I need to go do this. And again, 2 plus decades later, and I'm still here.
Excellent.
So you are good at what you do. They nominated you to be Law Enforcement Official of the Month. What do you think, what makes you good at your very difficult work of investigations and particularly a lot of children involved? I don't know if I could handle all the stuff that you have to process.
Kind of a loaded question.
Are you good at what you do, obviously, because they're raving about you at Urbana Police Department, so they say, Tim's great, Sergeant Tim's great.
Somewhere along the line, I got involved with the Illinois Attorney General's Office, Internet Crimes Against Children, and that's when I started doing child exploitation investigations. And seriously, I have 3 daughters. So I always talk about having the best interest, not just obviously for the community, but again, I have 3 daughters. So there's a ton of value in the internet crime type cases because there's a lot of it out there, a lot more than what people realize, and it needs to be done.
What kind of tip would you give parents as far as, watching the internet crime and being more on guard on the safety aspect of what's happening out there since you see it and investigate it, Tim?
It's been a while. Yeah, I used to do like talks about internet safety, and there's honestly, it's talk to your kids, and and a lot of parents don't like the idea. You got to check out what they're doing every now and again. Mm-hmm. You may not have to sit there and go through everything they're doing on their phone or computer, but at least pay attention to what they're doing. And I'd actually encourage people to check what they're doing because there's a lot of very suave people out there with a lot of naive kids that, if you're not checking, there might be somebody talking to your kid who's not a kid, is an adult, looking for something, and kids are very easy to fall prey to that without some adult interaction. Or
how do you explain to kids the seriousness of it, but yet not freaking them out, or should we freak them
situations
out?
Depends on the age, the older kids, I think you'd be a little more frank with them. That there's people out there who, the people on your phone and your social media and those accounts should be people don't just friend anybody you get a friend's request from somebody you never don't know who it is and never heard of them, just accept it and start talking to them because there's a good chance it's not who they say they are.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, older kids, I mean, you can, I think, be more frank about what the dangers are and what can happen talking to somebody you don't know.
Yeah.
And much younger than that, they probably shouldn't be on social media.
I agree with that. Hey, Tim, tell me, what do you want people to really know about police in your day-to-day?
You hit on those. I mean, we're all people. I mean, locally, I mean, all the local law enforcement, we all live locally within the community area, and we all have families and kids, or most of us do, and yeah, we're people too, and we all want the community to be safer. We want, you know, I'll be honest, it's tough now. It really is. As 20 plus years at Urbana, I mean, years ago when I first started, to have a respond to a shooting was pretty rare, and it's gotten to a point where it's a nightly, daily occurrence, and it's almost a norm now, and that's sad. Just understand that, we want the best for the community. We all live here too, and we're people too, and we care about what we do, and we care about the community and trying to keep people safe. But there's only so much that we can do. It wouldn't be complete without giving a shout out to my family, because my wife and my three daughters, I mean, they've endured a lot between military career, police career, investigations, on call, called out, missing things, you know. They've been incredibly supportive throughout my career. I mean, if it wasn't for that, it'd make this career a whole lot harder.
And when it comes to somebody, recruitment in the spring is pretty typical, interested in this type of career, go for it, huh? You did.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's tougher to do nowadays with the culture changes, but I still love what I do. I mean, I'm old enough to retire. I got time to retire. I'm still here because I still believe in what I do, find value in what I do, and find purpose in what I do. So, absolutely.
Well, just know that the majority, vast majority, appreciate you, appreciate what you do every day, appreciate how difficult it is. And we just thank you from the bottom of our hearts that you're out there keeping us safe, doing stuff that most couldn't do. And you're very special. And we appreciate you very much, Sergeant Tim McNaught. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for your efforts in keeping us, again, safe from some evil out there. And congratulations.
Thank you. And one last thing, I know he was talking about.
He was a good guy.
Yeah.
Officer Tim.
I forgot we recorded this right. I can't remember what he said. One last thing.
It was his family.
Oh, his family.
And, yeah.
He wanted to thank his family because, obviously, to be a family of a guy that does detective work.
Yes.
Takes a lot of patience. And all hours of the day kind of a job. Tim is a good guy that does work none of us would want to do. I mean, child exploitation and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Be difficult, very, very difficult to handle that.
Right.
All right, appreciate Sergeant Tim McNaught, our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. ESPN 93.5. What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority. The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com. Okay, let's jump to your morning sports. ESPN 93.5, Monday, May 3rd, 8:14, Diane Ducey.
All right, well, congratulations to our Illinois tennis team and our Illinois golf team, both bringing Big Ten title wins to the University of Illinois. So add that to the trophy case, since the men's basketball team already have that too. Pretty good year here in 2021.
No. So far, so good. I mean, it's and the tennis team had to come from pretty far down.
Yeah.
Golf was locked in a real head-to-head with Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And one-stroke victory.
Pulled it out. I think we were minus five as a team in the last four holes, and I think Northwestern was plus five. So Iowa was plus five. Mm-hmm. So they did not fare as well down the stretch, and our guys, through guts and grit, saved some pars on a very difficult golf course and ended up winning by one shot.
Illini players that were in the NFL draft, Kendrick Green, for instance, ended up at Pittsburgh. Nate Hobbs in Vegas. Josh Imatorbebe with Jacksonville. And Milo Eifler with the New York Jets. NBA action has the Pacers at Washington tonight. Philadelphia visits Chicago to take on the Bulls. And NASCAR action, Kyle Busch with that checkered flag in Kansas. We have Blackhawks in Carolina and Anaheim in St. Louis to face the Blues. Oh, yeah, baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And the St. Louis Cardinals win over Pittsburgh. That final was 3-0. Should we get your Rupert recap?
I think when we win, we play it. When we lose, not so much.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And yesterday in Pittsburgh, Carlos Martinez did the pitching. 8 solid innings. Alex Reyes worked the 9th. He got the save. A home run by Harrison Bader in the 2nd inning. That's all the Cardinals needed. 3-0.
Crow from the stretch. The pitch on the way. A swing, and there's a drive deep left field. Tom goes back and watches it fly out for a home run. Harrison Bader hitting career home run number 32, gets his first homer of 2021. 3-0 Cardinals in the 2nd inning.
It's the same approach as every other at bat. Go out there, look for a pitch you can handle, get the ball close so you can get it up, just put a good swing on it. So nice to do that for sure.
Carlos was outstanding in the game. He dominated from the early going. He was pounding the strike zone. He was able to get deep into the game because the pitch count was low. Pirates are a contact team, and he didn't shy away from that contact one bit. Alex Reyes picked up the save. He pitched a very solid 9th inning, his 7th save of the year.
And for Carlos, he had 3 double plays behind him in the ball game, and he wasn't up there just trying to blow everybody away.
The defense helped, no question about that. The Cardinals got production from the bottom part of the lineup. Harrison Bader, the big blow.
Harrison Bader with a 3-run homer in the 2nd inning, and the Cardinals shut out the Pirates, sweeping the series 7-3, 12-5, and yesterday 3-0. The Mets come in to open a 4-game series at Busch Stadium tonight. Adam Wainwright will be on the mound, and our broadcast begins at 5:50.
Cincinnati beat the Cubs 13-12 in 10 innings. Now we face L.A., and you'll hear the action with Kyle Hendricks on the mound at 6:40 over on U.S. 105.9. Cleveland shut out the Chicago White Sox 5-0 yesterday. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, so somebody texted in how long it's taken to get a Foyd card.
Yes.
I would think that, you know, they're going to say COVID. You can blame about anything for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Just say COVID. What about the COVID?
Right, the conversation that we were having with Congressman Rodney Davis earlier, and people can podcast that in case you want to hear that again. It's tvjay.com is why that came up, and what can we do to stop the delays in getting that Foyd card
renewal. The Governor Pritzker up for re-election in 22, and Rodney Davis said, I'm leaving all options open.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he's drawn out of the 13th Congressional District, it turns into a heavy blue. I don't know. Maybe they're going to draw it. They're going to look at the strategy, but I guarantee you they'll draw red out of this blue state, and blue mostly because of Cook County. They have all the people. All right, your dedication to education paid off. Your college diploma's in hand as you enter the workforce. Prepare for your financial future with Busey. From personal finance to business lending and beyond, Busey has the resources to transition from the classroom to the boardroom. Firstly, exercise some smart spending habits and live within your means. Think before making major purchases. Build an emergency fund. Pay down debt. Save for retirement. If you create a budget with complimentary resources, expert advice from Busey, you can visit their Money Manners, which is located at Busey.com. You get financial calculators, financial assessments. Their experts can help you no matter your financial need. Outcome-based investing, retirement and estate planning, tax planning, and risk management. Graduation is a great time to start on the right foot financially. Let Busey put you on the path to success with customized solutions to your financial needs. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of the many convenient locations today. Member FDIC. Investment product services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. Here is your weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. Still a locally family-owned business providing quality products and true service. Call Greg Wolf at 217-352-0428 to start saving money.
High 77, 57 our low tonight. Scattered showers throughout the day, into the evening tonight, and actually into tomorrow's forecast, where it's a little cooler with a high 59, low 43. 64 the high, 44 the low. On Wednesday, partly cloudy. Right now, the temperature's at 60. ESPN 93.5.
Touch on these markets, see how they're going to look here in about 10 minutes when they open on Wall Street.
And Tawana Nickens is coming up from Parkland College to talk about adult education.
All right, that'll be next. 820 ESPN 93.5. We'll be right back.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Verizon Media has been sold to investment firm Apollo. Verizon's unit includes AOL and Yahoo, along with leading ad tech and media platform businesses. It'll be known as Yahoo after the business is sold. Apollo is paying $5 billion. Verizon will continue to own 10% of the business. Mortgage provider loanDepot is reporting a record quarter, with loan originations up 11%. GameStop shares are higher after the video game retailer said it has effectively eliminated its long-term debt. Reddit traders pushed up GameStop's share, increasing its value, and now it's transforming into an online business. GameStop also says it has a lease for a property in York, Pennsylvania, which will be a fulfillment center. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me every Monday and Friday as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. And with the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Are you ready to travel? It's the American Queen Upper Mississippi Cruise, and you're invited. Hey, it's Stevie J. Finally, we have a trip. Join us along with the Champaign County Farm Bureau and Lois Wood and our tour leader, Mary Beth Karasik, for this wonderful August getaway. It's August 21st through the 29th. We'll start in Alton, Illinois. We'll cruise all the way up the Mississippi to Red Wing, Minnesota, stopping in Clinton, Iowa, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Hannibal, Missouri, home of Mark Twain. Join us for this incredible trip on the Mississippi, and all of the crew and passengers will be fully vaccinated. Prices start at just $3,362, but space is limited. You can visit steviejtravel.com, that's steviejtravel.com, to get all your information. Or for more information, just call us, 217-840-9913. For the American Queen Upper Mississippi Cruise, August 21st through the 29th. Stevie J Travel, where do you want to go? Well, from Parkland College Adult Education, Tawana Nickens, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Well, fine. Thanks for jumping on the radio and telling us about the best community college in the world.
Woo, woo.
Parkland College.
Go Cobras.
We love the Parkland College. The whole thing is fantastic. So tell me about adult education. Define that.
Sure. Adult education works with learners who, for whatever reason, had to leave high school, and also individuals who are working towards building their language skills. So we offer free classes, and our classes are designed to help individuals re-engage in that process, re-engage in their education, whether it be passing a high school equivalency exam, preparing for college entry exams, preparing for college career and technical programs. That's what our program provides.
And depending on where they left school is how much work they've got left?
Sure, yes. We work with individuals. We meet them where they are. So we have a very friendly environment, working with students to learn what their skills are. And then we gear our instruction towards their individual needs. We have support structures built in to help students if they come across challenges in order to continue. So we build all that into the program so that the learner feels supported and encouraged towards working towards their goals.
Hmm. I love it. I really do. Can you describe what it feels like when you see somebody get their GED and they never thought they would?
It's actually very rewarding. It's pretty much what keeps us all here.
Yeah, right.
It's These individuals are making a commitment to themselves, following through, and some of them a lifelong goal of earning that high school equivalency, but not stopping there, thinking in terms of, I want a career. How do I prepare for one? Mm-hmm. Where do I begin? And that's what our program does, and we're very excited. That's what feeds us, really, to see that energy coming off of the learners that we serve.
Talk about English as a second language and the education you can get with that, Tawana.
Sure. There are many residents in our community who have trouble communicating just on a daily basis. So we work with helping learners with language, reading, writing, speaking, and listening, the English language. And so for some of our individuals, they are working towards finding a job or being able to communicate on the job. And so it's very important. We have individuals who are children in the school system and being able to communicate with their child's teacher and advocate for their children. Those are all important skills we take for granted. And so the English language classes, that's what they work on. It's really that sense of community and also helping newcomers to our community feel welcome, but also connected to resources that will help them to improve their own social skills, super, their communication skills.
Well, you're doing good work. We need you out there, Tawana. We appreciate everything that Parkland does and how flexible you'll be for people that want to get the GED, but I'm sure there's a common denominator. They've got to want it for themselves. It's got to be a why inside of their body.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the one good thing about program is we understand that things do come up. I mean, right now we're all living in this pandemic and we're working, we've got our children in school. There's just a lot of things competing for our attention and priorities. But we're always going to be here. So when students are able, we offer very flexible program options. We have on-site, we have remote, we have a little bit of both. So we're really here for when you're ready to engage in these services. We would like for you to consider calling us. We'd love to help you on this journey.
Tawana, talk about the flexibility. You don't necessarily have to wait for this semester to begin to start getting started on this, right?
That's correct. We actually start our summer classes. We actually started about a week ago. We will have summer programming all the way through the month of the end of June. And then we start right back up again in August with services. But we really like to engage with students prior to that. So July, we like to bring them in, let them learn more about our program offerings and plan what they want to actually take. Some of our courses lead into college credit courses. So we want to have a little bit more time registering students. So yes, any day we can take calls and students can come and register. We hold weekly registration sessions from now all the way through the end of June, and then we'll pick back up in July after the 4th and continue through the new fiscal year.
All right, Tawana, thank you so much. Again, how do people reach you?
They can call us at 217-351-2580. Email us at adulteducation@parkland.edu.
Hey,
two best ways to reach us.
Keep up the good work. We love it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity.
You betcha. Tawana Nickens, her name.
Parkland.edu/adulteducation.
All right, 827, I want you to hear this guy sing from American Idol.
Mm.
I've been playing him. Willie Spence is his name. He is so talented. They're down to the final seven in American Idol, and it's my news avoidance practice. I've had to turn down some of the news lately.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
It can be a downer.
No, it is a downer, period. So I've kind of gone another way for now.
Mm-hmm.
Feel better about it, too. Like myself more.
It's all good.
8:28, I want you to hear this guy sing. Stand by.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call?
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
Allerton Equipment Repair is your trusted truck repair and service center in Central Illinois. Owner Chuck Bailey and his team of NAPA-certified mechanics have an extensive background in heavy-duty truck maintenance and repairs. They understand the importance of accurate truck diagnostics and fast, quality service for all types of repairs. Their team of mechanics are ready to work for you. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday by appointment. Give them a call at 217-834-3470. Allerton Equipment Repair. That's 834-3470. You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
If you're selling a home, you also need options to find your next one in this tight market. It's Diane Ducey. My friend Nate Evans of eXp Realty can give you the options for a smooth transition. He can help you find your ideal next home with his Coming Soon program, a private network of homes that will soon be on the market. He can also negotiate rent back options and give you time to finalize your plans on a new home. Make the change to a new home simple and stress-free. Check out NateEvansGroup.com.
Hi, Steve Schurin, Schurin Nursery. I don't know what the government's going to do, and I don't know what COVID's going to do, but I do know one thing. On May 9th, it's going to be Mother's Day. Why not put a big smile on Mom's face and get her a big, beautiful hanging basket from Schurin Nursery? And here's a little tip. Say that Stevie loves Moms, and you'll get 10% off. So remember, the weekend of Mother's Day, come on out, and you're in for a nice surprise when you come and visit us at Schurin. Schurin Nursery, 1/2 mile north of I-74 at the St. Joe exit.
Boy, I'd love somebody to say Stevie loves Moms. Essentially tax-free, 10% off. Good deal. 8:30.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. In Mississippi, some hard-hit parts getting their first chance to assess the damage from fierce storms.
A number of possible tornadoes striking towns in Mississippi left damage, but no deaths or injuries on Sunday, with forecasters calling it a tornado emergency for the city of Tupelo and warned residents to stay home and not drive. The middle school in Tupelo was slightly damaged. Tornadoes were spotted in places like Yazoo City and Byram.
Fox's Evan Brown and two of the Internet's earliest pioneers, Yahoo and AOL, set to change hands.
Verizon Media has been sold to investment firm Apollo. Verizon's unit includes AOL and Yahoo, along with leading ad tech and media platform businesses. It'll be known as Yahoo after the business is sold. Apollo is paying $5 billion.
Fox's Ginny Cosola. America's listening to Fox News.
32 ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
On the rainy side today, Stevie, but we'll have a reprieve and then back into the scattered showers tonight. High 77, low 57. Tomorrow a little cooler with a high only 59, then down to around 43. Partly cloudy by Wednesday with a high 64. Rain back in the forecast Thursday, but looking good coming into the weekend and a little warmer for us. Right now the temperature is at 60 on ESPN 93.5.
So, American Idol, down to seven. Seven people left. Willie Spence is my favorite. Here he is last night on Disney Night from The Lion King. Charlie Spence. I mean, he's just off the charts talented. He's a really big man who needs to lose some weight, but he is so gifted.
Perry with her fairy outfit.
Tinkerbell.
You just made me feel alive in your circle of life. Wow. Willie,
Luke Bryan.
You have the magic, buddy. You just have the magic. You have the magic to, I mean, I don't know who screamed back here, but when you hit, but that sound that she made, just get ready. You'll be hearing that the rest of your life. So,
thank you, Luke. Thank you.
Man, when you hit those big notes, man, it's the best stuff in the world. Stuff in the world.
I'm sitting here. Why am I crying on the Lion King? I mean, but let me just say this to you. There's some people who can just, you have that voice. You could sing the phone book and literally make it yours. You understand what that means? You're a true stylist as an artist. Everybody is identifying to your voice, to your delivery. And then when you went up, you know how to build. You know how to build. And then finally, the delivery is just so incredible. God bless you, man. God bless you.
Thank you.
So good. And then Katy Perry, just as Tinkerbell.
Willie, you're not a lost boy anymore. You're a bona fide idol. Top 10. And you just climbed all of those mountains in that one song with all of those notes. I love what you did. The arrangement was sparkly and magnificent. I also love when you get away from the microphone stand and you look in the camera and you work it like that. It was real spiritual, and I just love you, and I'm excited to see you sing again.
I love you, and again, too. Thank you.
That's awesome. Willie Spence is the man's name. You can Google him and YouTube him.
Nice.
But he is not only just so magnificently talented, but he's a kind, good young man. He's only 21.
Wow. And so many young contenders.
Well, they had another one, Casey Bishop.
Casey is 15.
Well, she sang Toy Story, really?
Yes.
When Someone Loves Me.
I know. It's a real turd.
Well, she's 15 years old, and that's unbelievably young.
She started out as the rocker, so having her sing these sentimental songs is real touching.
She's got it going on as well. All right, it's 8:37. I'm going to get a tomato plant for First Federal because it's that time of year. We're going to talk about that in just a second. So if you want a free tomato plant. And I've had them before, and they actually grow, and they actually produce tomatoes.
You can sign up to win a free wheelbarrow and garden tools, too, while you're getting that curbside service.
I want a wheelbarrow and garden tools.
What's wrong with that?
No, nothing. Man or woman needs a good wheelbarrow.
There you go.
All right, we'll do that here coming up in just a moment. It is 8:37.
Hi, it's Diane Ducey with my friends at Profile by Sanford, helping with a 50-plus weight loss. And with the weather getting nicer and people getting outside and feeling more active, but maybe you don't have the energy because of your weight. After starting with Profile, I've got more energy. My body feels a lot better on getting that movement in. Profile by Sanford can help you with the meals and snacks and to keep you on that healthy path for a lifetime. Go to ProfilePlan.com.
Spring has sprung, and that means grass stains are back. Maybe you're in the yard getting landscaping done, or your high schooler is playing spring football. Either way, you need a washing machine to get the mud and grass stains out of your clothes. Only one place to go, and that's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Whether you want a top load or a front load pair, Dick Van Dyke has washers and dryers in stock and ready to deliver. Stop in at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, Law North Neal, or visit online at appliance-world.com. Now serving Effingham, Mattoon, and Charleston, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World voted your number one choice for appliance selection, sales, and service.
All right, Diane mentioned her. Casey Bishop, she's only 15 years old. In her audition, she said, I just was singing to my hairbrush as a microphone. And that's all I've ever done. I got her coming up. We'll do that in just a moment. She sang from Toy Story. Toy Story 2, I think. When somebody loves me. It's where the doll isn't loved anymore. And they take the doll to the recycling. Doll's looking at her going, where do you do it? Anyway, we'll do that in just a moment. Todd Durkan, how are you?
I am well, Stevie. How are you?
First Federal Savings, 1311 South Neal, and also 301 North Springfield. That one's in Urbana. So it's tomato. Where does the time go? We just did tomato plant, and here we are again.
here we are again, and special year for us. It's our 40th anniversary.
Wow.
So when you ask where does the time go, yeah, it flies by.
Okay, what do I do today?
Okay, so you drive in either of our facilities, as you mentioned, 1311 South Neal Street, Champaign, 301 West Springfield, Urbana. We've got it so simple for you. You drive up. We give you your plans. There's an entry form. You can scan it with your QR code, or you can go online, drop it off, mail it back. Enter to win a wheelbarrow full of garden tools, and it could not be easier. The ground is sufficiently moistened for people to plant these, get them in the ground. 70 days later, great, super fantastic tomatoes.
Nice.
I've grown big red ones. Those are the ones you're talking about, right?
Those are the ones. We like the big red ones. You bet.
No,
and we're here until we run out, as we say, 8 to 5, but while supplies last.
Right.
Okay, because they might not last. I mean, mm-hmm. maybe. But then
they might not last.
Yeah. I want my wheelbarrow, man. What kind of tools you got in there for me?
We got everything. There's probably stuff in there people, if they don't have, they can complete their tool kit with us. We've got everything. Everything you need for your garden.
Okay, nice. So I'm going to 1311 South Neal, and I'm there. Hopefully, if they go, there'll still be some, but I do it this morning. I
and
get it
301
done.
West Springfield.
Yeah, both locations, yep. And you can go 301 West Springfield, Urbana, 1311 South Neal, Champaign. I do it this morning, so you knock it out. Make sure you get your two beautiful tomato plants, super fantastic, from First Federal Savings. Why do you do this, Atah?
Well, this is, as I mentioned, our 40th year, and the reason for this was George Rouse, our president and CEO 40 years ago, wanted an idea to introduce people to our four locations. And he thought, what better way to welcome spring and to give people tomato plants an opportunity to come and get to know us, visit us, and find out where we are. And it became such a successful promotion. We're still doing it today. I think people know where we are, and it's easier, obviously, you can Google it. If you're not already a customer, we invite you to come in, see what we can do. We're a community bank located here, make our decisions here. And it's just something we like doing for the community to welcome spring.
Love it. I think it's great. I didn't know George was even over 40. So, wow. that's pretty good. We must have started young. Todd Durk,
right.
Appreciate First Federal doing this. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Diane. Appreciate it.
Take care. Have a good day.
You bet. First Federal Savings and Tomato Plants today, 1311 South Neal, and also 301 North Springfield.
And get your signed up. Given that wheelbarrow and garden tools, too.
QR code, and boom, you have a shot.
Curbside service today. Again, 1311 South Neal Street, 301 West Springfield, to get those two free tomato plants from First Federal Savings Bank.
Casey Bishop from American Idol. She's 15 years old. 15. Everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart. And when she was sad, I was led to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she loved me. When you're 15 years old, man. And she's so poised. I mean, totally controlled. I mean, she's 15. I had hair when I was 15. That's the only thing I was known for. Where they take the box full of stuff they're giving away, and she's in it. The doll is in it. It's giving away the donation. It's just kind of sad.
Take you to infinity and beyond. Honestly, from the last time we heard you sing to today, you've been showing us so many different colors of who you are as an artist, who you can be, how you can sing, how you can deliver. I mean, just a few weeks ago you were rock and roll girl, and now you're like sophisticated, elegant, like great grace on stage. I love that you can do almost anything. Yeah. Actually, you can do anything. You just have to believe.
I mean, I just believe you are a superstar in the making. I mean, when you consider you're 15 years old,
I can't believe
rolled into this show, not truly knowing what you were, and you're able to deliver what you just did in such a professional manner. And I mean, I don't know if I've had chill bumps like that in 4 years of doing this show. It was truly remarkable to watch. I loved every second of it.
Thank you.
you know it's your grace beyond your years. You understand that? It's one of those things where we can talk to you and coach you about vocals and stuff, but stage presence, poise, and delivery is something you have to naturally have. And you demonstrated tonight, my dear.
Yes.
You got those qualities.
Now, Casey Bishop's her name. I fully expect her to be up to near the top as well. Mm-hmm. But it's American Idol, season whatever, a lot. And that's some of the best ones. But fine, it's really a nice little getaway, too, to escape the news of the day.
Agreed.
All right, 8:46, check your sports headlines now. ESPN 93.5.
We had a win from our St. Louis Cardinals. They shut out Pittsburgh 3-0, and now we've got the New York Mets. You'll hear on ESPN 93.5. Let's hear your Redbird recap.
Nah.
Okay.
We're out of time.
Then we'll play it every time, and then you're not playing it every time.
Yeah, my bad.
It's okay. Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox, 5-0. Cincinnati ended up beating the Cubs in 10 innings. 13-12 was the final. They will have the Kyle Hendricks on the mound as they take on L.A. with a 6:40 start over on U.S. 105.9. I welcome Minuteman Press as a new sponsor. And speaking of Cubs and Cardinals, the full schedule on a magnet when you pass by their location at in the 900 block of Neal Street. And pretty cool to talk to Paul about the Cubs, too.
Yep.
So we also had Illinois golf and Illinois tennis with their Big Ten titles. Congratulations. A one-stroke victory over Iowa after kind of struggling early in the game. Mike Small just has a way with these guys and teaching them how to golf well with the sixth straight Big Ten title win for that golf program.
12 out of 13 years they've been Big Ten champions. That's never happened
to
the University of Illinois, any sport. Nobody's done that.
That's right. And a gritty play when it came to the tennis.
No, it made sense. Oh, not only tennis, but the golfers had to save some pars on the back last two holes. And there's Fiegel's over the putt that would win it. And it's like, I don't know, 3 or 4 feet, but he's still going to make it.
Right.
And so it's just these guys came up clutch and just really, really, really performed. Now let's see if they can make a run and get our first national championship.
There we go. Now when it comes to our Illini players, now in the NFL, Kendrick Green to Pittsburgh, Nate Hobbs to Vegas, Josh Imator-Bebe with Jacksonville, and Milo Eifler with the New York Jets. We had NASCAR action with Kyle Busch celebrating his 36th birthday in Kansas with a checkered flag. The Blackhawks are in Carolina tonight. Anaheim visits the St. Louis Blues. We'll have the Pacers at Washington, Philadelphia, and Chicago to take on the Bulls. Medina Spirit wins the Kentucky Derby.
All right, back to wrapping. Another forecast coming up.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, requires specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, cares deeply about your satisfaction, and carries cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans that you want to drive, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or find them online at sarahchampagne.com.
All right, here's your weather from ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, I was taking a peek because with First Federal handing out their tomato plants, I wondered if they'd be duking it out with some of the precipitation, and it looks like we're out of the shower mode until after 7 o'clock tonight. Just clouds now. Today's high 77, down to 57. We've got a high near 60 tomorrow, down to around 43. Rain once again. Partly cloudy by Wednesday, up to 64, down to 44. Right now, we're at 60 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, 8:52. We've got our Stever tomorrow will be from Country Squire Cleaners. Just a heads up, Mother's Day is Sunday.
Okay.
And I'm going to pay for your wash and dry club from Country Squire. It's a new club. And that means they'll do your laundry for a month with my deal. I'm going to pay for your laundry for a month.
Okay.
At 25 pounds a week. Now, okay. How much is 25 pounds? Quite a bit of clothes.
Yeah.
And if you go over that, then you pay a dollar extra per pound.
Okay.
So if you have 50 pounds, then you'll get it done for $25
a week. And this is just regular clothes. I have some comforters that need done.
No, no comforters are best for it. No, yep. We don't do comforters. Okay. I'm talking about your jeans, your clothes. You have to plan.
That's right.
But that's not all. You don't have to do anything but put it outside your door.
Nice.
And they'll deliver the bag for you to put it outside your door. Now, this is for Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet at this point.
Okay.
It's not branched any bigger because, again, driving times and all that. So for folks that live in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet, you'll have a chance to get mom for Mother's Day a month of laundry done. Now, you set it outside your door, whatever, wherever you live, it'll be the Monday or Tuesday. You'll get it back 3 days later, washed, dried, folded, in the bag.
Sounds awesome. Country Squire Cleaners, we're looking forward to the deal tomorrow. Tony had texted in, 217-359-2255. I believe businesses have the right, like we do, to support causes they believe in. They don't have the right to lament negative outcomes for those choices. This comes after the conversation we were talking about sports figures.
Should they get politically active?
Right.
Should they hold a state hostage with their big event? Much like MLB did with Atlanta in the All-Star game, they moved it to Denver. And they ended up hurting black people. That's the irony of it all. They didn't like it because they thought you're suppressing the vote. And if you read the bill, it's not doing that.
When you think of all the businesses that are going to be hurt by that event in the middle of July, moving out of Atlanta. And did you say 80% on the businesses owned?
50. Okay. In the Fulton County area.
Right.
It's 50% African-American owned businesses. Right. In Denver, it's 9.
That's right.
So why did you go to Denver? I mean, go to another more urban area that has a more of an African-American population. And that's Major League Baseball making the call because they thought, and again, people that are objecting to the voter right bill in Georgia, another irony is that it's way more flexible than Delaware, which is the president's home state.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just to try and ensure that everybody that votes belongs there, should be able to vote, and there's a process just like everything else.
Hey, speaking of voting, the active senior Republicans have Jim Goss as the Champaign County board member talking at the Savoy Rec Center, and that starts at 9:30. In case you're in the area, That should be riveting, because Jim Goss is a friend of ours. And
riveting guy.
Exactly.
So it would be riveting. If he's a riveting guy, then it's going to be riveting.
So wear masks, social distancing, all that. Savoy Rec Center, 9:30.
All right, back tomorrow. We'll see you then on the radio. I think one of these days we'll get Facebook Live back.
That's right.
Whatever.
All right.
All right, thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane, and I don't know what happened and why, whatever. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
What are you getting mom for Mother's Day? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet, and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today.
Illini fans, you know where great things come from, like hard work and passion, and Jet's Detroit-style pizza made in deep steel pans for the thickest, crispiest, cheesy to the edge crust. It's pizza perfection. For a limited time, try the new Italian Hero pizza with premium mozzarella, salami, ham, tomatoes, mild peppers, and a side of homemade Italian dressing to drizzle on top. All for just $14.99 with promo code HERO. Jets, better because it has to be.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. Ashley Home Store's lowest prices of the season are here. For a limited time, get your choice of comfort on select Ashley Sleep and Sealy mattresses starting at just $2.99. Or get 0% interest for 72 months on Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest black mattresses starting at $24 per month. Plus, get up to $300 in Ashley cash or receive up to a $200 MasterCard rewards card only at the number one Tempur-Pedic retailer in North America, Ashley Home Store, located at 602 West Anthony Drive, Champaign. This is home.
Hi, this is Steve Shuren, Shuren Nursery. At Shuren Nursery, we grow most of our own shrubs. We grow perennials, we grow annuals, and so they're here from the local market for the local people. It's just a really good deal. We've got boxwoods, hydrangeas, deutzia, all kinds of trees and shrubs, and a lot more of the less common ones that do well in this area. We're open 8:30 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday, Sundays in May. 1/2 mile north I-74 off the St. Joe exit.
You're in for a nice surprise when you come and visit us at Shuren.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Your lawn is an important investment. Let Spring Green take care of that lawn. Your local, family-owned and operated Spring Green has been committed to beautifying your neighborhood through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green's full program customers are backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. Smart Money Magazine reports that consumers value a home with a well-maintained lawn and landscape up to 11.2% higher than the base price. Why don't you call Spring Green today, 359-2111, or visit them at spring-green.com.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. You know, when we talk advertising with our clients, in the back of everybody's mind is, what do I get? How much do I sell when I advertise on the radio? And you know what? It's a fair question. How much stuff do I sell when I advertise with you? Well, here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we have developed a unique and exclusive marketing program that guarantees people will spend money with your business every month and provide feedback as to what they thought of their experience with you. It's called Stever. Now, if your company is looking for more customers who I guarantee will spend money with you each and every month, why don't you at least find out what this is about? Call 217-840-9913 to get a quick explanation and start knowing what you get for some of your advertising dollar. 217-840-9913. Space for this program is limited. 217-840-9913.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5.